This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
People just want to know what the plan is. I mean, gas prices all-time high, inflation at a 40-year high. You know, the president in his piece makes the case that the economy is thriving.
You ever get that funny feeling like something's going to happen? Like a storm brewing?
It's a hurricane. Right now, it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There's a fella by the name of Brandon that people talk about.
Whoosh. This time, we have to take the time to do something. And this time, it's time for the Senate to do something.
But right now, they got to do what's right for them. Because it's their time. Their time. Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
I want to be very clear. It's about not about vilifying gun owners.
Oh, the gum. Yeah, let's all enjoy a chew, huh? Three buddies sitting around chewing gum.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. And if you're looking for great Father's Day gifts, go to HowieCarrShow.com. And for today only, we extended the special deal. We've got a buy one t-shirt, get the second one at half price. This is a good deal. You can only, it's a limit two per customer, but you can get a second t-shirt for dad or the second dad or your uncle or whoever you're getting a Father's Day gift for right now. Go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store, and it's a great deal, a great Father's Day gift, or it can be, you can get it for anybody, get it for yourself. 844-500-4242. Now, I want to mention what Brandon said today at his press conference on the jobs report. Trying to put a shine on a sneaker. I guess it wasn't bad, but it wasn't spectacular, that's for sure. But he was talking about inflation again, and you may remember that in his statement or in his Wall Street Journal op-ed piece a couple of days ago, he mentioned that he'd been talking to utility company executives, and they said that all the transitions to windmills and solar power and all the brownouts that would be there and the blackouts, he didn't mention those. But he said it was going to save the typical American consumer $500 a year. Before he said $500 a month, but now he's saying $500 a year, and it's totally untrue. It is so untrue that just yesterday, the Washington Post gave him four Pinocchios for saying it again, for lying about how the American consumer is going to save $500 a year on his utility bills as we transition away from fossil fuels. So guess what Biden said today after getting four Pinocchios from the New York Times, from the Washington Post for lying about the $500 figure? Cut 33.
They told me that if we pass the investments, they will immediately lower the average family's energy cost by about $500 a year. That would help a lot. That'd make up for a lot.
Totally untrue. They never even said that. The White House did a readout of his meeting with those energy executives, utility company executives. They never told him anything remotely resembling that. It came from some report, and the report said that you could have savings of $500 a year if you switched over vehicles and electric power sources, and all but a $5 or so would have come from the vehicle savings. Nothing from the switching over to green, so-called green energy. But he just keeps saying it. When is he going to be banned from Twitter? When is he going to be called out by the Disinformation Governance Board? He just gets away with this stuff. The only one who calls him out on it is people like Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. He was going after him today or yesterday, talking about inflation and how it was really all of about whose fault it really was. cut number nine, DeSantis.
There's a fella by the name of Brandon that people talk about that we have to contend with.
Cut 10.
Biden is so frustrated that his approval ratings are in the toilet. He can't understand it. He's lashing out at his staff. He's blaming other people. He's blaming the media, even though he gets the most sycophantic media coverage that any president has ever gotten.
Exactly.
Compared how they treated Trump to how they treat Biden. It's night and day.
It is so true. So true. Cut 11.
What has he done since he came into office? He immediately waged war against American energy production. You see record gas prices in the United States? Well, that's a big reason why, because of his policies. You look at what they did in terms of fiscal and monetary, printing and borrowing trillions and trillions of dollars. What did you get for that? The most sustained inflation this country has seen in over 40 years. He advocated for and imposed mandates and restrictions related to COVID, including having people fired from their job based on getting a COVID jab or not. That has had a hugely negative impact on the economy, and he failed to take leadership and take decisive action to alleviate the supply chain crisis that we've seen really beguiling not only this country, but places around the world.
That was a beautiful opening statement to a debate, wasn't it? Wouldn't it have been? I mean, I bedeviled instead of beguiled, but anybody can make that kind of mistake. It was pretty much flawless. And now he makes the final point here, which I think we can all agree on. Cut 12.
He has created the circumstances that have led to this resounding disapproval of what he has done. He would have been better off, and we would be better off, if he had simply got into office and did nothing than what he has done so far.
Yeah. Yeah, do nothing. We'll give you the Thanks for Nothing Award, Brandon. I love the way he calls him Brandon, too. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Howie, I wanted to point out that Biden's speech was idiotic, both on a policy
Which one?
Front and... the gun speech.
Okay.
Was
yeah.
idiotic on a policy level and a political level. I mean, on a policy level, he was talking about raising the age of majority for buying gun ownership. Last year, his party was talking about lowering the age for people to vote to 16. I mean,
right.
We can't have all these different ages where people are allowed to take on adult responsibility. And on a political level, I mean, he's got senators, Democratic senators, that are running for either this cycle or next, that are running for re-election in states where there's a heavy gun ownership. I mean, how would you like to be John Tester today, having to run for re-election in Montana, where 75% of the people own guns? I went to college out there.
Yeah.
How
about Mark Kelly in Arizona, where they're being deluged with these criminal gangs of illegal aliens, MS-13 gangbangers, fentanyl dealers, coyotes, and he wants to disarm the native born tax paying law abiding population. It's insane. You're right.
I mean, in these Western states, and even probably part of New England, every pickup truck has a gun rack. I mean, and Tester barely won re-election as an incumbent Democrat last cycle, and the state has gotten more Republican.
Right.
I don't know, and Arizona and Georgia are going to be tough. Those are going to be decided.
Even in New Hampshire, Maggie Hassan has been running behind a generic Republican. She was running way behind Chris Sununu, the governor, when he was thinking about running, even though he's a rhino. They've got all these Democrats have got all kinds of problems, and he just keeps stepping in it. And they can't, Biden tries to put a shine on the sneaker with the economy, but even his own guys like Marty Walsh, the labor secretary, former mayor of Boston, Even Marty Walsh had to admit today on MSNBC that wages are not keeping up with this out-of-control inflation. Cut eight.
Talk quickly, if you can, Secretary, about wage growth versus inflation, especially after we see this jobs report coming out early this morning.
Well, wage growth didn't really grow this month that much, so we didn't see a big growth like we've seen in other areas. And inflation, I think, trickled down about 0.1% last month. So we still have a gap between the wages that people are earning, more wages that people are earning now, and what inflation is.
So even Walsh admits that, you know, that people who rely on paychecks are losing ground. And Biden keeps saying, you're making more money than ever before. That doesn't matter if you're making more money than ever before. If things are costing more than ever before, they've increased more than your wages have. But he doesn't understand that because, let's face it, he's never had a real job. Here's CNBC again telling the inconvenient truth about inflation. Cut six.
You want to be honest about the consumer because the consumer sort of is the American economy. We talk about inflation. It's a regressive tax inflation. Those who can least afford it are the ones that get, because we all pay the same thing for gas, no matter pretty much how much money we make.
Yeah, I know. And he can wave the bloody shirt from Uvalde, Texas as much as he wants and try to blame it on Republicans rather than on mental health issues and the fact that that crime is out of control generally. He was going to try to blame it on Republicans, but it's not going to work. It's not going to work if people's wallet is lighter every week. Their paycheck is worth less and less. Their Social Security check is worth less and less. Their retirement savings, their IRA, their 401k is worth less and less. This is all fatuous strivings, windbaggery. As Britt Hume said, Britt Hume had a great tweet the other day. He said Biden once asked him why when he was in the Senate, and Britt Hume was a reporter. He said, "Why don't you use more of my sound cuts?" And you know what Britt Hume said to him, or claimed he said to him, "Because Senator, you're a windbag." It's truer words have seldom been spoken, have they not? Okay, we'll be back. We'll take more of your calls, 844-500-4242. Guys, it's all about confidence when you're alone with your partner, right? Sometimes stress, anxiety, or a bad day can affect your performance and ruin the fun for both of you. BlueChew.com is here to help. BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men combat all forms of ED. Because Blue Chew is an online prescription service, there are no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problems here either. Blue Chew's tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy and no supply chain issues ever. And here's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code CAR at checkout and just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code CAR, C-A-R-R, to receive your first month free. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Strange brew. Very strange brew. In D.C. All across the Fruited Plains, actually. This summer, enjoy less time in the grocery store checkout line with HelloFresh. With over 55 options each week, you'll never get bored. Get $125 off during the Memorial Day flash sale with code Howie125. Code word Howie125 at HelloFresh.com/Howie125. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Elon Musk says he has a super bad feeling about the economy. Do you agree?
Yes. It's going to be a strange brew.
97% say it's more than a feeling.
Yeah. More than a feeling. Yes. The great, not so great group. All right. But by the way, one thing DeSantis did, in addition to giving Brandon a lot of grief yesterday, you know, the Tampa Bay Rays, the American League baseball team, one of the Red Sox rivals, they put out a tweet last week after the shooting in Texas. And they say that it has shaken us to the core. This cannot become normal. We cannot become numb. The organization added, these are the Rays, they were donating tens of thousands of dollars to far-left anti-Second Amendment organizations. Do you know what DeSantis did in response to that? He vetoed a $35 million plan for a facility in Pasco County that's earmarked for the spring training for the Rays. So I wonder if losing $35 million shook him to the core, too. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. I was down in Washington yesterday. We have real economists on our payroll.
Yes.
I don't know if they're Nobel. I don't know if they're Nobel laureates. But I said, how bad is it? They said, this is the worst economic policy. The one guy's 70 years old, and he's a Boston guy. I don't want to mention his name, but he's writing a report on it next week. The worst economic policy he's ever seen. He said, you're driving 1 foot on the gas, 1 foot on the brake. Nobody's in control there. He said, it's just a bunch of people. There's nobody in charge. And he told me, he said, do you know who this is?
What? Did we?
And Deese. I said, no. I've seen him on TV, but he's their new spokesperson.
Oh, Deese. Yeah, he's the guy. He was talking to Jake Tapper yesterday. I mean, you talk about karma or an omen. The CNN is interviewing him, and the camera falls off the tripod right in the middle of the interview, in the middle of the live shot. Do you think God was trying to send a message to somebody?
I think he was. I didn't know the guy's background, but they printed the guys I was talking to printed the bio out, and the guy went to Middlebury Political Science, and he's got a law degree in Yale, and he's an economist now, I guess. But it's just
law degree from Yale. That's increasingly ominous. You know, it's bad enough to have a law degree from Harvard, but I'm coming to the conclusion it's even more deadly to society if you have a law degree from Yale University, John.
Yeah, but they're not seeing any end of it. But hey, here's what Biden said today. Taylor's probably got a cut of it. Americans applied to start more new small businesses last year than ever before in American history. Today or yesterday, the ADP released their jobs report. 91,000 jobs lost at small businesses under 50 employees.
Yes, actually, we have that. We have that cut right here. Cut 7 from CNBC.
I mean, to Neela's point, 1.8 million people said they were unable to work last month because their employer closed or lost business due to the pandemic. 1.8 million small business shutting down, unable to work.
I'm telling you, John, you go to any small town main street, I think in America, certainly in Massachusetts, and you see all these stores that used to, I don't know if they were making big money before the pandemic, but they're gone now. And I don't know who's going to replace them.
Nobody. And in fact, the economists I was talking to yesterday, they pointed out 3 million people have dropped out of the labor force. And right. I said to them, are these people just getting checks or whatever? They said most of them are people that are over 55 and they were scared by Fauci of the virus. So they're not coming back because this constant, you know,
panic porn
that they've created.
Yeah.
Panic porn.
Yeah, I know. And you know, the thing is, I still stand by what I've said all along, that once you get out of the labor force for a while, once you lose the habit of working, a lot of people can't ever get it back. They just lose the fire in their belly, or they just become scared of going back to work generally. Forget the panic porn. And I think that's happened to millions of people, millions and millions of Americans.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I switched out of my Newsmax sport coat and tie. Now I'm wearing my Let's Go Brandon T-shirt. We got a we got a new printer here, and it's a clearer, it's a better
a sharper image, if you will.
Sharper, yes, a very sharper image. And again, you can get buy one get the second one for half price. It's the Father's Day special only for today. And go to Howie Carr Show.
Let's go, Brandon.
And also, make gas cheap again. We've got that T-shirt as well. If you want that, that's a red one. But I'm wearing this one just to show you the new improved version of Let's Go, Brandon. 844-500-4242. Peter Navarro, the former aide to President Trump, was indicted today by the feds. He said that we have to impeach Biden when we take back the House, and especially when we take back the presidency. That was yesterday, and the FBI arrested him. Here he is. Let's listen to it.
They intercepted me getting on the plane, and then they put me in handcuffs. They bring me here. They put me in leg irons. They stick me in a cell. By the way, just historical note, I was in John Hinckley's cell. They seem to think that that was like an important historical note. Okay? That's punitive. That what they did to me today violated the Constitution.
But Peter,
in my lawsuit, I discuss going back to Nixon, GSA, and other cases, that what this government is supposed to do when they have an issue such as they've had, and this is not the first rodeo they've had. They've had plenty of people question the validity of their subpoenas. What they're supposed to do is take the least burdensome alternative. I told them, go negotiate with Donald John Trump and his attorneys, because I'm in an untenable constitutional position. There's no settled law on this. There's no settled law. And by the way, the law leans squarely towards my right to senior testimonial immunity.
Executive privilege is what he's talking about.
To executive privilege. What did they do? They didn't negotiate with the president, as I asked him. That would have been the least burdensome. They didn't file a civil suit like they did with Mears and Bolton back in the Bush administration when they didn't control the Justice Department. What did they do? They just came with the full force of the federal government and put the hammer down trying to intimidate me.
This is
Peter Navarro. He's a good guy. He's been on the show before, and he was born in Cambridge. He went to Harvard and Tufts. He's a really good guy, and this is BS. And I'm with him 100% on impeaching Biden when the Republicans take over again. And somebody texted me and said, I thought you were against impeachment for political purposes. Well, I think Biden has been violating the Constitution. And, you know, maybe I was against impeaching people just on general principles of the fact that they're doing a lousy job and they're not taking care to faithfully enforce the laws of the United States. But, you know, another thing to remember is As Ralph Waldo Emerson said, a foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of small minds. And I like to think I don't have a hobgoblin or a small mind. Let's take a little bit more of this.
Pertaining to the case, because with this indictment and arrest, I can't speak specifically about legal matters.
Okay.
So I'm warning you about
that. All right. Okay. So we've been talking a lot about all the prognostications, the Nostradamus-like deliberations that are going on in the White House. Everyone's saying they don't have a crystal. We'll play the cut of everybody. But you remember when Nancy Reagan had an astrologer in the White House in the first term, and she took so much crap about it, and everybody was laughing at her and all this. Now they're just saying this stuff regularly. So what we wanted to do today is to give you, the listener, the viewer, a chance to also do what they're doing in the White House, and that's to get predictions for the future. So I held in my hand here the Magic 8 Ball. It belongs to Taylor. It's the Magic 8 Ball, and it will enable us to see into the future, like what the White House is unable to do. So we can go on. We'll go on talking to you about whatever subjects you have. But if you have a question you would like to ask the Magic 8 Ball about the political, the economic forecast, about your own personal life, the Magic 8 Ball that I hold here in my right hand is here to answer your questions.
Let's go, Brandon!
If I had a magic wand.
No one has a crystal ball.
If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have.
Where others have failed, only one can succeed. One man has found the true source of all knowledge, past and present. Howard Lawrence Carr has obtained the mystical Magic 8 Ball. The 8 Ball has traveled many miles and has found its divine home here at the Howie Carr Radio Network. Join us as the Magic 8 Ball, unrestricted by the confines of space and time, gives us a glimpse into the future, near and far.
And please, none of your cheap jibes about Hunter Biden's 8 Balls. This is a different kind of 8 Ball. This is a Magic 8 Ball. So we will be taking, if you have a question, we can go on talking about whatever issue you want to bring up, but if you have a question you would like to ask the Magic 8 Ball, it will be glad to respond. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr.
Hello.
Mr. Garcia, Hello? Do you have a question for the Magic 8 Ball?
No. I want to ask you a question. If Trump say no, I'm not going wrong. I like Trump, but I'm not too crazy. I'm not too crazy. You crazy, Trump. But I'm not too crazy. But if Trump say no or dissenting, who's the third man you can find can run for this beautiful country?
I don't think there is a third man. I think if it's not Trump, it's going to be DeSantis. But as for do you want me to see who the third man would be? You want me to ask the Magic 8 Ball?
Yes.
Reply hazy. Try again. Sorry about that, Mr. Garcia. I have to rely on the Magic 8 Ball. Let's see. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hello, Howie. Listen, I got a call from my heating oil guy today because I asked him a question, and they're trying to give a pre-buy to the people, but he's talking about heating oil that could be as high as $8 or $9 next winter, and I don't hear anybody talking about it in New England or Long Island or wherever, you know? I mean, people will burn heating oil.
We've been talking about it, Steve. I mean, I talked with President Trump about it the last time he was on the show a couple of weeks ago. He said, how are things going? And I said, does LePage have a chance in Maine? And I said, I think he definitely does, especially if these heating oil prices come to the fruition that they're talking about. I don't know, Steve. It's how many gallons does your tank hold?
To like everybody else is 275, but he said the average person burns about 1,000 gallons. I burned 800 last year, but he told me that right now it's over 5.25.
Wow. Do you want to ask the Magic 8 Ball if you're going to get a – how about this, Steve? We're going to ask the Magic 8 Ball, is the price going to come down for Steve in Vermont? Okay. Bad news, Steve. Don't count on it. Thanks for the thanks for the call. This Magic 8 Ball knows what it's doing. Gotta get maybe they should buy one of these at the White House. All right, 774 on the text line. Let me see here. What 774 got here? I'm just looking it up. I don't see it here. My thing's moving slowly today. What is it, Taylor?
774 has a question for the Magic 8 Ball. Oh, Magic 8 Ball, will I ever see $2 gas again ever in my lifetime? I was born in 1956.
I'm shaking it up. Outlook, not so good. I'm sorry about that, 774. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie, I have a question for the Magic 8 Ball.
Yes.
Will Joe Biden resign on January 31st so Kamala Harris can run for 10 years?
That's a good question, Paul. Magic 8 Ball says, signs point to yes. That's an important point.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. That's an important point that Paul's making. If it's less than half the term, she could run and get reelected twice. So she could be the president for 10 years. I mean, that's probably not going to happen for obvious reasons. But still, they would like to keep that option open. Don, you're next with Howie Carr. Do you have a question for the Magic 8 Ball?
Yes. Is any Americans going to come back from Afghanistan?
I'm looking at I'm asking him now. All right. What happened to my music? The Magic 8 Ball needs music. The Magic 8 Ball is hedging his bets here today, Don. Better not tell you now. The hell is this guy? What is this guy? Is this 8 Ball a politician? You got to come up with some yes or no. The judge, will you direct the Magic 8 Ball to answer the question with a yes or a no? Rambo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rambo.
Okay, Magic 8 Ball, the question is, will the RMV little stickers for my license plate for the expiration that says supply chain it was going to be 3 weeks. Is this is week three? Will they be in soon?
Oh. Magic 8 Ball has no problem answering this one. Don't count on it, Rambo.
Oh, okay. I'll go with
you. You knew that, though, already. You didn't have to have the Magic 8 Ball tell you that, did you?
I've been using the car.
844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls for the Magic 8 Ball here in a moment, and we'll play a couple more cuts as we go through the hour. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We still get asked all the time, does it really work? The Magic 8 Ball can tell you, yes, it does. The Magic 8 Ball says, absolutely. The answer is yes. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are, number one, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number two, the Thunderstorm air purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. And wow, is the pollen crazy right now. Number three, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. If you are a value shopper like Officer Mark, Paul Rizzo, or Dr. Matt the Vet, then this offer is for you. The Eden Pure Air Purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand like I'm doing right now instead of the Magic 8 Ball. And there are no air filters to replace, saving you time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. And I just asked the Magic 8 Ball, will the listeners be satisfied if they buy the 3-pack? It is certain. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
Some of our Rhode Island listeners are texting in about their one of their congressmen, the former mayor of Providence, Representative David Cicilline. I think it's Cicilline. Cicilline, okay, sorry. He was trying to out Mondaire Jones, yesterday at the hearing, and he even used the barnyard epithet, as they used to say, cut 13.
I don't think there is a single incident, and maybe there's one, but I've not found one, of an assailant using an assault weapon that was stopped by a person with a gun. And maybe there's one of the thousands and thousands and thousands of shootings.
How about Charleston, West Virginia, a couple months ago? We don't have the barnyard epithet, huh? I guess not. Okay, so the question for the Magic 8 Ball is Representative Cicilline a jerk? It is, decidedly so. Daniel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
You don't hear a lot about this drought going on out west. This is a question for the 8 Ball. But, I live in the Midwest, and there's some rumors that they might start tapping into the Mississippi and, pumping water out west. Is this a good idea?
Okay, what a Magic 8 Ball, you heard that. Okay. Very doubtful, says the Magic 8 Ball. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. Everything's going good here in the Midwest, and we love our water supply, and we like to keep it that way.
I think Daniel, you're onto something here. There's the Washington Post today, the religious tract of the Democrat Party, has a story: a summer of blackouts, wheezing power grid leaves states at risk. A large swath of the Midwest, that means you, Daniel, has enjoyed stable electricity for decades, but is now wrestling with forecasts that it lacks the power to get through a heat wave. No, nothing about Brandon being at fault. The regional grid is short of the amount of energy needed to power 3.7 million homes. New Mexico's attorney general, that's not quite the Midwest, is preparing for worst case scenario. North Dakota regulators advise the state to be ready for rolling out outages. Arkansas officials are preparing emergency energy conservation measures. Southern Illinois is among the most vulnerable places in the country heading into winter, into the summer. This is, I think, what Daniel's talking about here. The area, along with large parts of Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and other states linked to the regional grid, has been put on notice in the forecast that it is facing, quote, a high risk of energy emergencies during peak summer conditions. So it's a really good time to buy an electric vehicle wherever you are in the United States, because there's going to be rolling brownouts and rolling blackouts. Thanks for the call, Daniel. Elizabeth, quickly, Elizabeth.
I was going to ask the Magic 8 Ball if our beloved Constitution will survive 4 years of the Biden administration.
The Magic 8 Ball says, as I see it, yes. Well, that's some good news from the Magic 8 Ball. And by the way, Daniel, we love getting the call, Daniel, but you didn't address the Magic 8 Ball correctly. It's not 8 Ball. It's Magic 8 Ball. It's like the Ultra MAGA King. It's not the MAGA King, it's the Ultra MAGA King. I'm Howie Carr.